Beaver Radio Network. I'm Kelly Schultz, joining me from the Minnesota Whitecaps, former BSU Beaver, Haley Mack. First of all, Haley, congratulations on a great start to your first year as a pro.
Hey, thank you so much, Kelly. I appreciate it.
Talk about what the first couple of weeks getting ready for this season was like. Obviously, things are so different with all the restrictions and such, but you have a full-time job as a realtor, and now here you are. You're playing in the NWHL, obviously in a bubble. What was the process like getting ready for the season to start?
To be honest, it was a lot being a hockey player and having a full-time job. I guess it's similar to being in school and whatnot, but you know, a job is a little more important than school. So it was a lot to juggle getting back into full-time training again and whatnot. And our team had COVID problems the entire time until about a month before. So we really hit it hard about a month before we came to the bubble, which was nice. I mean, we all are in pretty good shape and whatnot, but it's a lot of preparing, getting back into shape, which is fun. It's fun. Hockey's fun to play. It's great to stay in shape, especially when you're not a part of a team like you used to be. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So being back on a team was really, really good for me, both socially and physically, and just being a part of like women who have the same mindset and goals as you. It's just really cool.
You were drafted earlier this last year. I had the opportunity to announce that, and it was super exciting for me to see one of our former BSU players get drafted in the NWHL. But for you as a whole, coming out of BSU and then getting a chance to play pro, take us back to this last summer when you were drafted and that whole feeling and how exciting it was for you and your family.
Oh yeah, it was really exciting. I felt like it was just a sign that I'm going in the right direction, and this was all a part of my path because I didn't really know what I wanted. I knew I always wanted to be in real estate, but I didn't really know where I was going to go. I didn't know if I was going to play hockey. I never thought really I was going to play hockey. But then 2 weeks, I want to say we had an off weekend like February 1st, and our playoffs were in 2-3 weeks there in Duluth. And I was right by the fireplace watching hockey with my dad. And I was like, Dad, I just don't know if I can be done playing hockey. I was like, the only place I would play is like St. Paul for the Minnesota Whitecaps. I was like, that's it. And it was really brief. And he's like, yeah, well, that's hard. It's not like you can just like half ass it. You know what I mean? He's like, there's a lot of good girls. I'm like, yeah. So he just briefly said it. And then during COVID, I got the call from Jack. And I was like, it's part of my path because I was heading down to the cities to start my real estate career. That was decided in February also. So it all kind of just came together.
That is so incredible. Now, you are obviously in Lake Placid, New York with the Minnesota Whitecaps. You've already played 3 games, but you're also still working virtually from where you're at for Keller Williams. How have you been balancing hockey and still working your real estate job?
It's been really good, actually. I have a closing today, and it's been really helpful because I have a team. I started off on a team, so they're able to help me out, which is huge to physically be there. I mean, I can do everything in terms of the transaction stuff and being in communication with all the different people we work with, but as far as physically being there, it's nice that I have support back at home in the cities. So that's good. You know, just doing as much as I can. But it's hard when you have games because it's like your focus. I'm just kind of trying to enjoy this 2 weeks here because I can work, you know, the rest of the year. So just trying to, you know, get things done, but still put my focus on hockey for the next couple weeks.
Take us back to that first game against Boston. It was your first time out on the ice. You're in the starting lineup. That was impressive enough as a rookie. It doesn't happen very often. Were you nervous? Did you have a bit of jitters that first game against Boston?
Yeah, that first game, I was nervous. I usually am not, but that whole first period, I played so bad. I was like, my stomach was hurting. It was just like the game, everything. And I looked at Boston in warmups and I'm like, they are so good. And the girls compared them to like Wisconsin or the Gophers in our league. You know, they're really good. They're really talented. They've had some previous beef as of last year for the Izzy Cup champions. They were supposed to play each other and it didn't happen because of COVID. So that game was a big matchup from last year. And they're a very good team. I was nervous, but you know, as the game went on, it got better and better. And then, you know, just get the first game out of the way and get a huge W and see Winnie score her first NWHL goal was so awesome and so fitting in that situation for her and the team. So that was really cool.
Winnie Broke Brown is the oldest player in the NWHL right now, 42 years old. I'm not much older than she is. You're fresh out of college, looking up to Winnie Broke Brown and seeing her out there playing through her early 40s. What kind of inspiration does that give you?
Yeah, I really look up to her. She's a great leader. I just love the way she goes about things. The Broats are just an amazing family, and what they've done for women's hockey is pretty incredible. So it's really cool to see how much they care and how much passion they have for the game, even including their dad, Jack. I mean, he's amazing. The experience and knowledge and the care that he brings to the game is just unreal. We are so lucky to have them. And yeah, Winnie and Chelsea are such good hockey players. It's really fun to play with them. It's pretty incredible what they do at their age. I mean, they are successful for a reason, you know, and they deserve it.
Haley, you started out with the Minnesota Whitecaps there on the starting lineup, and you've been there since the beginning of the season alongside another former Beaver, Stephanie Anderson, who you did not play with while you were at BSU. But what's it been like? What has Steph told you? Has she kind of taken you under her wing? And do you guys have a little bit of loyalty because you're both Beavers?
Yeah, always the Beaver bloodlines go a long way. She just kind of informs me on the teams and kind of just gives me a heads up. She's a really good hockey player. She's been really good to me. She is super fast up and down the ice and battles and competes, and she's really nice to have around.
So you scored your first career goal against the Toronto Six late in that second period. I think there were 12 seconds left. What was that moment like scoring your first professional goal?
It was cool. It was really, it's nice to always get it out of the way. You know, it's like, you don't know when that'll ever be. So it was nice to get that goal. It gave our team a good push coming into that third period, being, you know, having a two goal deficit compared to a three goal is huge. So just going into that third period, knowing we scored two goals in 48 seconds, that we easily can come back in this game. We just got to want it, you know, and we got to play like it and just pour everything we have. And that's what we did. And we ended up tying it up. And then we ended up going to the shootout, which was really scary, but we did it.
And how scary was it? Coach sent you out the fifth round of the shootout, and there you were, rookie out there to win it all. A pretty cool moment for Beaver Nation. I know I talked to a lot of your former teammates, and they were so excited to get to see it live because it happened on Sunday, and of course we were off. What was that like getting thrown out there to do that shootout?
Honestly, I was pretty numb. I just think I really didn't put any pressure on myself. I didn't think of anything. I had a vision of what I was going to do, and I was hoping that I was going to execute it, and I did, but I really didn't put any pressure on myself. You know, you have enough, you know what's at stake. You just have to go out there and do your best, and that is what I tried to do, and it worked, so.
And then you come back with a 1-0 win against the Riveters. You scored that lone goal, the game-winning goal, late in that third period. Haley, you've done it all already in just three games. I don't even have words for it. I think you obviously made the right choice of continuing your hockey career, but what's that been like? I mean, how have your teammates responded to your quick success?
You know, what's really cool is that, like, the group of girls that we're with, it's like there's no petty drama stuff. You know, we're old enough. We support each other. It's really a good group, and they've been really, really good. And we aren't celebrating anything yet. Like, yes, I mean, our team has done well, but we know what we want to get done in order for us to be happy. So we're not there yet. You know, so we're just kind of taking it game by game, day by day, until we finish the job that we came here to do.
Two more games. You'll play Buffalo and Connecticut, I believe, before the seedings.
Right.
How nerve-wracking is it getting ready for those last two games?
I mean, I just want to play. We all just want to play. That's what we're here to do. Not really too nervous. You can play like that. We've all been in important situations before, so we know how we need to prepare and how we need to come out, and we're just ready to do that. We're here to play hockey, and we look forward to every chance we can get getting on the ice.
How many of your former teammates from Bemidji State reached out to you after these last three games? I mean, your phone must have just blown up.
Teammates right now? I mean, the sexy seven, you got to know us. That's the class I graduated with. Heather Olson, Brianna Jordy, Kiki Radke, Jacqueline Casa, Abby Halesko, and Lauren Bench. They were blowing up my phone pretty good. It was pretty comical. And then I know Tina, Claire, Reese, Ellie, they have all reached out to me that I can remember. So Coach Fricklin reached out to me. Coach Scanlon has, Emma has. So yeah, there's been quite a bit of people. It's really nice to have that support, you know. I think the whole cottage house was watching, Tina said. So that was pretty cool to see the support from all the Beavs.
And of course, your parents. You wouldn't be where you are without them.
Absolutely not. I couldn't have asked for a better set of parents. They have taught me everything. They've been here through all the goods and bads and all the ups and downs. So, I mean, they're your parents. You literally wouldn't be here without them. So,
exactly.
So credit to them for the way they've raised me and everything that they have done. So us three don't really talk about anything yet because, like I said, the job isn't done yet. So we just don't even speak. You know, they say how proud they are of me and how much they love me, but we don't really, you know, get into, oh, you scored this or, you know, all that nonsense.
Haley, just know everybody in Beaver Nation is super duper proud of you, and good luck. Go win that Isabel Cup. That'd be fun.
I know, that's the goal. And yeah, appreciate all the support from Beaver Nation. We'll always be representing them and supporting all the Beavs. Love everybody there. And thanks for having me, Kelly.
Thank you, Haley. I so appreciate your time. I know how tough it must be to like find time in your busy schedule, but thanks again. I appreciate it. Good luck.
Absolutely. Good luck to the Beavs this weekend too. And we'll chat soon. Thanks for the support, Kelly.